So what are the tasks that you have to do every day?
So typically I will do baby calf care, and on the mornings I'm not on the calf care, then our herd manager's on that. And then I will be in charge of HR things or bookwork or data management for the barn.
Many people have this misconception that during the winter farmers don't do a whole lot because there's no field work. Do you have something to say about that?
Well, there's definitely plenty to do in the winter time. We actually have more care for the animals during the winter with the bedding. Our dry cows are on pasture for the summer, so for the winter you have to take care of that, those kind of things. The winter time is time to get caught up on projects, everything from repairs to buildings, repairs to any of the milking equipment that needs to get done that's been put off because they've been in the field. There's plenty of things to do. It's nice to have the guys back in the yard, and then I have a little less chores to do because they aren't out in the field.
So I've heard that you guys have robots here at your farm. Could you explain a little bit how they've worked and how they've helped you to progress within your farm?
We've just had them be almost 6 years now that we've had them in, and it's been truly a change of how we do chores. We still have chores. We're still out in the barn taking care of the cows, but we don't have to milk them. So the machine does that, but you still have to care for their health, take care of the baby calves because they need more attention than any of the other animals. But it's definitely helped with our schedules, make them more flexible, and also made it easier to find the part-time hired help that we need. It's made that easier because they don't have to have that routine of milking.
So you've done different like tours, and like you've hosted Breakfast on the Farm here 4 years ago. How do you see that has helped influence other agricultural businesses and your own farm itself?
I'm hoping that we influence people in a positive way, that agriculture is something that is not just about doing chores, but producing really high quality food product, milk in general for here. We've always had an open door policy, so when anybody calls, we really do try to get them out here, have them pet up calf and show them how the cows are milked, and hopefully give them a positive look on what a farm is. So many people are generations removed from agriculture, so it's nice to get people back on farm and really see what we're doing and hopefully the positive effect we can have is that now when they go in the store, their kids know that milk comes from cows, not from the store.
So how was it when all your kids were at home, yet how were you able to balance doing all the farm work and taking care of them?
Well, that's always a challenge, but most farm families, their children are running right with you, and that's no different. That's exactly how we did it here. The kids were in the barn a lot. I have pictures of every one of our children sleeping in the barn on coats or in a chair or in a swing or even a playpen. So our children were very involved, spent a lot of time with us outside. But we also, once we got into our parlor, we split up chores. So in the evenings, Steve could be around if the kids needed help with something with homework, and I was usually not as busy in the mornings. I only had calves to do in the mornings, so then I could be around when they need to get on the bus and get moving in the morning.
Would you say that living on a farm has been a great influence on your children, just being outside and understanding what agriculture is?
You know, you hope that it is as they're growing up, and now that they're in their, they're all in their 20s now, so now I see that it has influenced them a great deal. Our oldest is in her final year of vet school, so hopefully by May we will have a veterinarian in our family. Our middle child is in construction, but he's here every day helping out with field work and farm work, and I think he would be a little lost if he didn't have this to have able to come home and do some of those things. And our youngest is she's a senior at SDSU for animal science, dairy production, and ag business. Now you really can see how much it's affected them and how much they appreciated growing up on the farm. And their comments and things about the fun things they got to do. And our youngest said once that growing up on a farm was like having a huge outdoor playground. Like you could go out there and do fun things all the time, where people that lived in town had their little backyard. So I believe that they really felt lucky and blessed that they got to grow up on a farm.
Do you have any advice for young men and women interested in the agricultural field?
Well, your determination is half the battle. It's hard for young people to get started if they don't have a family farm to go to, just to continue on with the heritage of that family farm. So your determination will get you a long way. Family farms are not always easy, but be grateful for that family heritage and embrace the changes that your family will go through as you make changes on the farm, as you're making it your farm and maybe transitioning it from your parents.